this is heard by the governor, we will persuade him and keep you from trouble. Then, taking the bribe, they did as they were instructed. Moreover, this rumor is spread by the Jews to this day. Now, Jesus said that those who did not believe Moses and the prophets and obey them would not believe the truth, even if someone were to rise from the dead. These Jewish elders and these Roman soldiers provide us with evidence of that truth. Now, these Roman soldiers did not doubt that that angel came down and opened that tomb up. Now, you're going to see Jesus' own disciples several times doubt that this has happened. They didn't believe it. But the Roman soldiers knew it happened. Who was in better shape? The 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they bowed down to him, but they had doubts. What could they have been doubting? Jesus was standing right in front of them, and yet they were struggling to believe. Now tell me, how did they differ from the Jewish elders and Roman soldiers in the previous verses? They had their doubts. The Roman soldiers had none. But God had chosen the disciples, and he had not chosen the Roman soldiers. That is the difference. If God chooses you, you're going to go up and down sometime, because he's going to make sure you go up and down sometime. The Lord trieth the righteous. But if he's chosen you, the trial is only to teach you his knowledge. These disciples were in a process. This has never happened before. What has happened with Jesus has never happened before. Not in the real world. Greeks had some myths, but this was unthinkable. We've heard it so much, we just assume, so, you know, everybody knows that. If you'd been living at the time, the best you could do was what these disciples were doing. That's the best. These are the best men on earth. And they bowed down to something they had doubts about. They were just completely confused. It was unthinkable. How could it be? But there it was. Then Jesus drew near and spoke to them. What?
Good question. What's the answer to, because maybe this is a recap, because I don't know if I'm getting this completely. How did they differ from the Jewish elders and Roman soldiers in the previous question?
They differed because the Roman soldiers had no doubts that the tomb had been opened.
Because they believed it? I mean, because they...
The disciples had their doubts about, I mean, how could it be?
Was it not because the Roman soldiers were there and they weren't there?
Well, Jesus was there with the disciples and they had doubts.
But why? I mean, why would that be?
I would say a blessing to have doubt, but it's a blessing to be put in a position where you're set up to obtain the knowledge of God. It wasn't a blessing to have doubts. It was a blessing to be looking at Jesus so that you could get rid of them eventually. God was doing good things for these disciples, but you know how frustrated Jesus got with them while he was alive. Are you yet without understanding? Oh, perverse generation. You don't know what kind of spirit you're of. Do you still? Do you not believe? When the time comes, you'll believe, etc., etc. Well, these were still those same people. They didn't have the spirit. Jesus didn't get frustrated with them anymore, though. He knew how impossible this was to believe. But the Roman soldiers experienced something that made them pass out. I doubt they saw Jesus come out of the tomb, because they were out.